Now, the next equally important will be the cycle of the planet Earth itself. What hierarchy is the Earth under now? It is under Cancer. We're in the summer solstice. We're at the 6 o'clock line of the Earth. We know that the entire planetary body will undergo, in these 3 months, the test of the emotions. This is why riots and demonstrations are always more prevalent in the summer. It's not just because it's hot, it's because people don't manifest emotional control. In the spring, they think twice. In the summer, they don't think at all. It's just emoting. It's just emotion. If you realize that, you want to refine that emotion and you want to make it feeling. You want to make it God's feeling. You want to put forth the feelings of God no matter what anybody else is doing. Now, the next cycle that you want to be aware of will be the cycles of the moon. Because the moon has the greatest influence on our four lower bodies, and the moon changes approximately every 2.5 to 3 days. Now, the moon is a heavenly body that was designed by hierarchy to amplify the feelings of man or of God in man. In the golden ages and in the perfect manifestation, when man's consciousness is perfect, man stands upon the earth as we stood last night with Helios. We were amplifying the secret rays. The moon is intended to be a giant reflector. So as we stand here holding the focus for those secret rays, the moon amplifies them many thousands of times and pulls on all the bodies, the four lower bodies of the planet, especially the emotional body. The moon affects the water and the water body. So all over the earth then would be amplified the power of the secret rays by the action of the moon. Now what happens when man falls and is in the mass consciousness and his feelings are not the feelings of God, then that moon, which is the same reflector it always was, just like a giant mirror, starts reflecting the perversions of those qualities. So we can assume, because of the state of the mass consciousness and the state of the darkness of the planet, that when the moon is in the sign of Leo, the reflector of the moon will be amplifying ingratitude. Ingratitude will hit you like a wave for about 3 days. You can't think of a thing to be grateful for. You become very ungrateful for anything. The way to reverse that and to reverse the whole mass consciousness is to start counting your blessings when you wake in the morning and really expanding a feeling of gratitude for life, for God, for the air you breathe, for the food you eat, no matter what it is, and so on and so forth. Just think of everything that's ever happened to you that you can be grateful for, and with this sense of gratitude, give the violet flame, and then you'll start transmuting the records in your subconscious of all ingratitude. And so you establish a point of mastery in your emotional body and in the emotional body of the planet, because the cycles of the moon are the cycles of the planet. Something the masters want to impress upon you is that your mastery is always twofold. You have to be mastering your own circle of awareness, your own being, at the same time as you are mastering the planet. Somewhere, sometime, somehow, you have contributed to the polluted stream of the mass consciousness in your life. Now you have the science that can unwind it and undo it. So we can't ascend until we have helped the whole planet gain mastery. And we help the planet by watching the sign of the sun and the moon. The sun went into Cancer June 21st. It goes into Leo July 22nd. So from now till July 22nd, we have the opportunity to hold the focus of harmony for the planet. Now, if you do nothing else, if you pass no other test, until July 22nd, keep your harmony, because the whole Earth depends on it. All of the cosmic masters are depending on some people who have this knowledge to do that very thing, to hold the harmony. If you can keep your peace and keep your harmony until that time, you'll find that we can avoid war, we can avoid depression, we can avoid riots, we can avoid murders and killings that occur so frequently in the summer because of lack of emotional control. Because of the amount of light you receive in this conference, you become a literal balloon of light. and this light is sealed as long as you keep your harmony. When you lose your harmony, it's like taking a pin and puncturing the balloon. All the light leaves your aura, and where does it go? It's lapped up by the astral forces, the demons, and those of darkness, because they can't perpetuate themselves without God's energy. They can't get that energy from God, because when they chose the left-handed path, they were cut off from God. So they have to get their energy from a secondary source. You are a secondary source, if you are inharmonious. So it's one thing to come to the Ascended Masters conclaves, it's another thing to decree. If you build up this great momentum of light, and then allow yourself to fail a test under one of the 12 hierarchies, you're going to lose that light, and you have to start all over again. Not only will you lose the light, but you'll have the karma for having given away the Ascended Master's energies to the dark forces. Now do you see why there aren't millions of people at the conclave? Because millions of people can't be trusted to hold that light, so why should the Masters give it to them? So the Masters don't bring them here, because they can't trust these people to give them their light in dictations and to give them energy in decrees. The Masters consider that there's greater strength in a smaller number of devotees who are determined to follow this science than in large numbers and masses of people who just use it to their own benefit and are here one day and gone the next. So I want to caution you then to watch how the forces are going to try and take your energy. When the moon is in Leo, they're going to try to steal your light through ingratitude. When the moon moves into Virgo, they will try to steal your light by a sense of injustice. Now somehow we tend to feel that it's all right to become upset, discordant, violent, angry, shout, rant, and rave if there's some injustice going on. If somebody has done something to offend our sense of justice, we can just break loose and absolutely tear them to pieces, whether verbally or physically, because we're justified in doing this, we think. But that sense of self-justification is the very thing that makes us lose all of our energy and our light. Because you're not right, and you're never right if you're inharmonious. It's all right to challenge injustice, but challenge it from the center of God awareness. Don't challenge it by losing your head and losing your emotions. And the best way to challenge injustice for the earth, for instance, injustice in our government or anywhere that you know that it's happening on a mass scale, is to decree. Sit home and decree for the flame of God justice to be expanded and demand that the hierarchies of Virgo and Lord Lanto take action to correct the situation. Now that is the correct way of demonstrating and the correct way of changing social change. The Luciferians, the fallen ones, have gotten us into this idea where we think we have to release emotions to achieve justice. And of course, by the release of all that energy, especially from young people who unite in causes, and of course it's good to unite in causes for good things, but it's wrong to release discordant energy to get your way. And the dark ones have found that by instigating and really lighting the fire of a sense of injustice in young people, they can get them to lose all their energy. Now the dark forces value the energy of youth more than the energy of older people because it's more vital, it's more virile, it's new energy. So this is why their plots are so centered on the youth of the world. Because your energy is the energy they want. Take 10 old people to make up the energy of one young man as far as the dark forces go. So if they can get that light, they can go across the world and do all kinds of treachery, perpetuate the war in the Middle East, keep Arabs hopping and fighting and Jews hopping and fighting and people in South Africa and all over the world just because somebody somewhere isn't holding the harmony. You can decide that if the moon, let's say, is in the 9 o'clock line, the moon is in Libra, let's say, and you notice that there's a tremendous wave of crime and treachery and intrigue that is showing up, you might want to give a whole decree session on various decrees of Stray Archangel Michael, the reverse the tide decrees, the omni decrees, just to handle that specific condition that you're aware of. You may not know of anything specific, but you may get the vibration. Tremendous vibrations of organized crime or drug traffic, you get those waves when the moon is in Libra, because that is the sign of that intrigue and treachery. So you have to be sensitive. And in addition to being sensitive, you have to watch the news and the newspaper for your world decrees, and then watch your cycles of the moon and the sun. So if you know nothing else but the moon and the sun, you know what surely mankind will be tested in. I think we should have a little experiment while our moon is in Leo. It stays in Leo until the 3rd of July at 5:42. The 3rd of July will be Tuesday. So we have this opportunity to manifest our gratitude in this conference through singing, through loving the masters, loving humanity. Actually, you'll probably be expressing more gratitude as a group than any other group on the planet at this time, because of the hours a day you are putting into decrees and into this teaching. The whole conference is an expression of gratitude. So those are the key cycles that I want you to be aware of. Two for the planet, two for yourself. Then we'll go into divisions of those cycles at the next lecture.